Now, safety is everyone's business. That's the main message the Health and Safety Authority want to highlight as it launches its annual report today. Last year, the HSA undertook 83 investigations into fatal accidents, 43 of which were deemed work-related. It also carried out more than 10,000 inspections across all sectors, and this led to certain actions being taken, including more than 180 chemical products being removed from the Irish market. There were 19 prosecutions, resulting in fines totalling more than 1.4 million euro. Well, to look at all of this in more detail, we're joined by Mark Cullen, the Assistant Chief Executive of the Health and Safety Authority. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Karen.
Could we look first at workplace deaths? While that figure is fortunately dropping over the last decade, there is still a worrying number, 43 people last year. So what are the main areas of concern?
Yeah, Karen, 43, and the Health and Safety Authority would be of the opinion that one death is one death too many and that all are preventable. So in terms of the 43 fatalities that we've seen last year, we've seen that there was a significant number of self-employed, just over 50% of them were self-employed. And the two main hazards that contributed to the fatal accidents was working at height and working in and around machinery. So in respect of those fatalities, what the authority would ask is that safety becomes everybody's business, and especially for the self-employed, that they would take time out to look at the work activity that they're going to do and put in place the appropriate control measures that would prevent them from having a serious accident, and that they will return home safely to their families. So it's important that if they're carrying out work at height, that they use the appropriate equipment, assess that and make sure that they can do it safely. In terms of the agriculture sector, there's a high level of self-employed there, and we know that the agriculture sector is subject to some variables like weather conditions, and farmers are working on their own. So it's important that where required, those farmers take that time out, look at what they have to do, and maybe seek help, additional help, to carry out some of the activities. Because one of the features of the fatal accidents in agriculture is that there's a high percentage of them for over 55s. So that means, no more than myself, as you get older, you slow down. So it's important that farmers take on board and get help and seek help where they require that, given whatever work activity they're carrying out.
Let's take a look at measures that are being taken to make workplaces safer. There are new regulations being introduced to mitigate some of those risks, such as the helmets being worn on quad bikes. Are these being policed or checked, though?
Yes, we are continuously out there in inspections, and as you mentioned, we've carried out just over 10,000 inspections across all sectors, and the agriculture sector is one that we inspect in. And as we carry out our inspections, we look at all the hazards that may be at that workplace, and one of those in farming is using quad bikes. And we've seen that there has been a high number of fatalities over the last number of years in relation to quad bikes. So the introduction of the regulations looking for the farmers to be trained and to wear headgear is very, very important. So just the training is just one aspect of it. But then once it comes to the farmer managing his activity on site or on the farm, it's important that they plan out that, do the risk assessment, and make sure that all plant and equipment and machinery, including the quads, are maintained and that they're using them safely.
And within those inspections that were carried out, Mark, the chemical products that were assessed, there was quite a vast number assessed and a lot removed from the Irish market. Would some of those be familiar?
Yes, look, the chemicals, our chemicals division carries out a lot of inspections throughout the year, and they work under the REACH, which is the registration evaluation of chemicals, and also the CLP, which is the chemicals labelling and packaging of chemicals. So once there's a system within Europe, within the member states, where there's a RAPEX system where it gives rapid exchange of information. So if we see as a regulator under chemicals that there's a notification on that system, then my colleagues in the chemicals division and inspectors will follow that up and see is those chemicals or products out on the markets, on the shelves in Irish premises and business. And if they are, they will take the appropriate measures to get them removed.
And just, I suppose it's important for people to know that they can make the HSA aware of incidents that they're concerned by as well, just briefly.
Yeah, we have our contact centre, and we get our contact centre in the Health and Safety Authority, and we have the chemicals contact centre also. That's chemicals@hsa.ie. So both, it's on our website on www.hsa.ie. There's a lot of information there, and all anybody, be it an employer, self-employed, member of the public, can go to our website, use all the information that's there, and it also points out how we can be contacted and what they can contact us about.
Okay, Mark Cullen, Assistant Chief Executive of the Health and Safety Authority. Thank you.